Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. As we prepare for the 2022 growing season, FMC Technical Service Manager Nick Hustedy says growers should keep in mind what weed problems you've had in the past growing season in order to prepare for the coming season.
So we've got to be mindful of what the weed spectrum is in our fields, obviously, and as you're combining, you know, in the fall, it's a good opportunity to kind of take notes of what escapes happen and how we can kind of adjust the plan as we go into the next season. You know, we're coming up against the wire now because we'll be planting soon. Hopefully those plans are developed, but certainly as we think about Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, I think those are problematic in your area as well. You've got to consider the resistance profile.
And Hustedy says alternative plans are key to resistant weeds.
Yeah, so what we're looking at are some of the premixes right now that would contain glyphosate, glufosinate, or maybe atrazine as well. And so we're trying to utilize those to stress that supply out some. But really the focus is on managing our weeds in the soil because we want to take the selection pressure off those post-applications. And so there's a lot of different things that we can do from a herbicide perspective, but we certainly want to utilize those active ingredients that do have longer residual activity, especially when we target weed species that do have longer emergence intervals, like water hemp and kochia, for example.
The latest